Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
USDA says that early spring planting and abundant wheat stocks supplies should keep corn supplies from falling dangerously low this summer. Is the trade going to take that at face value?
Well, they'll start out there, but they'll deviate off of it, and I don't know how long they'll stay with that. Trade still believes old corn is tight. Wheat, if you look, they lowered wheat worldwide stocks, and they lowered U.S. wheat more than expected. So we've really got wheat looking at up 5 to 7 a day, and we've got corn looking at down 5 to 10. So I think the corn is more that they didn't cut the old stocks here. They did cut them in the world. They also have got Brazil raising their corn crop for the winter. And I think those two, plus the acreage and the planting base, will help hold the corn down.
So do we see unwinding of bull spreads today in corn?
We might see some of that, but if you look in the last few days, we've been doing that the last few days. The July-December spread was up at 112. It's back at 91. And I think part of that's people just getting out of that the last couple days. Right now it's still hanging around 91, both July and December looking at around down 10. So I don't see any more of that than we've had the last few days.
Seems the soybeans have a better story to tell for bulls.
Yeah, soybeans looking at 5 to 10 higher. We did cut U.S. stocks 25 million. That wasn't quite as much as expected, but they did cut Argentina and Brazil stock crop size. They did cut the world carryout, and they're worried about less acres of beans planted here due to the early planting phase and the prospects of us just going boom and getting corn planted.
I do have one caveat about that. They cut back global demand for soybeans.
Yeah, they did that, and I don't know that industry believes that either. They continue to think that China is going to set new records. Industry does, whereas USDA lowered their usage, I believe, a little. But they're still industry private-wise. I think USDA is looking at them buying 55 million metric tons, and private industry is looking at buying 58 to 62. So I don't know that industry believes that usage going down on beans because of the food value of the meal and the beans.
Thanks, Pete.